Hey everyone, this is Ben, and for today's Lent reflection, we're going to read Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 9. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. For he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For several years, I used to lead a summer camp, and we had this staff of about 100 high school and college students. And one of the things I got to do was lead a Bible study every day for some group of the staff. And that meant that I got to answer a lot of really important and valuable questions, because a lot of people who are following Jesus at that age are asking really important and valuable questions that I think so often we forget to keep asking as we get older. So there was this one time when one of the camp folks asked me to sit down in the evening and just answer a bunch of questions that had come up, and she had written them down, and so I did my best, to respond. Who knows if I answered anything, but just kind of talking through all the things that were on her mind and on her list. And then the very last thing she said after about an hour was, if you could boil down following Jesus to like one word, what would it be? And of course, I was kind of taken aback, and I stopped and prayed really quick, like, God, help me find the word. And the word that I think the Spirit really kind of dropped into my mind was the word receive, receiving. And I, almost before I could think about it, I just said it, you know, receiving. And she asked me to explain, and so that was kind of my chance to articulate what that word kind of meant, or what I thought the Spirit was trying to get at with that word. And I said to her, like, you know, I think so often we think that following Jesus is about what I can do for him, or the way that I choose him, or the way that I can please him. And that's all good. It's all like really, really good. But I wonder if Jesus wants to remind us with this passage that before we ever do anything for him, he does everything for us. That everything I have to offer him is because he's already given it to me by his grace. Even my moral efforts are evidence of his grace at work within me. And I think that Jesus in this passage in Isaiah, which famously the scholar N.T. Wright calls the fifth gospel because it's so saturated with Jesus and his gospel message. But here in Isaiah, the voice of God is saying, like, come, just take, come have food and drink and everything you need without money, without cost, just come to me. And I love this part where it says that we should return to God, forsake our wicked ways, because God will have mercy on us. God will freely pardon us. And just in case we're not really sure that he will, God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways aren't your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Whereas you might be tempted to think that your value and your worth and your ability to receive the goodness of God is based on how well you're doing or how good you are or how hard you're trying, we have to remember that God is far, far above us, that his heart towards us does not change, that his generosity towards us does not change, that because he is God, we can trust that when we come to him, he will freely pardon us. And he will give us all things that we need for life and godliness. So today I'm just reminded that in all the ways that I lack, where I lack peace in the anxiety of the day, or where I lack company when I feel quite lonely, or when I lack the motivation to keep going, that I can come to Him and receive everything I need without money and without cost. I can drink deeply of the waters of His goodness. Lord Jesus, I need You. What could I possibly offer You that You haven't provided for me in the first place? Would You help me to receive from You today? Would You help me to receive peace and confidence, assurance, hope, motivation, energy, everything I need for the task that You've set before me? And would You help me when I get weary and tired and worried to return to this well of living water and to drink deeply? I love You, Jesus. Thank You for the way that You give so generously. Amen.